Amar is a 14-year-old living in Jamshedpur, India. But this is no typical young man. He works two jobs and fits in afternoon school, all over a period of 20 hours, 6.5 days a week. Each day starts around 4 in the morning and ends at midnight. Amar is the subject and name of a short film, which follows him over the course of one day. This is no ordinary day-in-the-life kind of film, but rather a contemplative view of someone doing rather unremarkable things in a quietly resolute way to keep himself and his family going because of deprived circumstances. Amar gets up in the early morning darkness, rides his bicycle to deliver newspapers, returns home to study and eat breakfast, bikes to his second job at a small electronic components store before going to 4 hours of school in the afternoon.
It is difficult for us to realize how much this safety means. Without safety, those higher activities of mankind which make up civilization could not go on. The inventor could not invent. The scientist could not find out, and the artist could not make beautiful things. We have grown so used to them that we do not notice them any more than we notice the air.
He then returns for another shift at the electronics store, goes home late at night to eat, study, and go to sleep. Amar does this with a reserved dedication, offering a prime example of someone whose mind is always engaged despite the long hours and tedium. Amar director Andrew Hinton filmed the documentary without dialogue in just a single day. Hinton found Amar after visiting several schools looking for a student who also works during the day. I spoke with Hinton, who is based in London, about the unusual filmmaking and what drew him to find Amar as his subject.
I was very drawn to him. I was very touched by his story, and so I requested whether we could go and visit his home and meet his parents, and whether I could ask them to film him for a day.
How did Amar feel being filmed so closely over such a short period of time?
Amar was great to film, actually, because he was completely accepting. I went with his headmaster and another friend who was acting as a fixer and translator, and we went to his family home, which is essentially one room where the whole family lived, and spent some time talking to his mother and his grandmother, and I think his father was out at work at that time. And once they gave the thumbs up, he sort of shrugged his shoulders and said, you know, he'd be happy to do it. I don't think he quite understood what it entailed, but he very quickly just accepted it.
Why is he working so hard at the age of 14?
The story behind the story is that his father drinks a lot, and so his mother is left without enough money to feed the family at the end of every month, because the father's wages tend to get diverted for his own purposes. So Amar, as the eldest son and eldest child, felt a sense of responsibility to support his family. So essentially, he's become the breadwinner, and that's why he goes out and works two jobs. But obviously, he has ambitions in terms of his studies, and he wants to do well and get ahead in the world. So he's continuing to pursue his education alongside all that.
Well, what does Amar want out of life, ultimately?
When we filmed, Amar wanted to become a professional cricketer. I have a feeling that was a bit of a pipe dream. I think in a more realistic sense, when I asked him what he thought he might do, he said he wanted to be a teacher.
Why did you decide not to have dialogue and essentially rely on natural sound only in the film?
I decided not to use dialogue in the film, partly because Amar actually doesn't say very much. He's a very quiet and fairly reserved personality. By the end of the day, I realized it was a fairly lonely existence that he leads. He doesn't have a lot of communication with those around him. He sort of lives a little bit in his own world. So that was one reason not to include dialogue, because there wasn't very much of it. But also, I wanted it as far as possible to be an observational film, and for him and his story to reveal themselves without the need of me prompting from behind the camera or asking questions or trying to delve into his story. And I just thought that there was something about us having a relationship without words and just me filming him quietly as he went about his daily routines, which seemed to communicate things in a much more interesting and perhaps more profound way than if I'd been asking questions or trying to get him to explain what he was doing.
What's been the response to this kind of narrative when there isn't any dialogue?
I think the response to a narrative without dialogue has been surprisingly warm, actually. It's amazing how many people have responded so positively to the film and been able to reflect upon their own daily lives afterwards and really get a sense of inspiration, I think, from this 14-year-old boy.
Hinton's film Amar is the winner of several awards. Among them is the prestigious Satyajit Ray International Short Film Award with a cash prize, Hinton split with Amar. Hinton is a filmmaker of special sensitivity who allows one to watch a very brief character study of quiet diligence and resolve, but still leave you with a lasting impression. I'm Ray Kugel. I'm not going to do that.